B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Morning.
Solak, Bertrand, Hardy.
Hey, guys.
T-Blades. And B-Rob today. All right.
I'm glad B-Rob's here, because any Celtics that we talk, I will defer to him like Felger does. It's easy one.
Nothing wrong with that. You got an expert in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got one of the beat guys
we
here.
We talk golf with Tiger being back. I defer to Hardy.
Right. Nothing wrong with
golf
that.
Golf expert in there.
Nothing wrong with going to somebody else. How we doing?
Doing good.
What the hell is going on with Jarrett Stidham?
He's out there at practice right now. Doesn't look like he has a wrap on, I guess, from the text I got.
So he can't be that hurt?
Correct.
What's the deal? What's the actual latest report? Like the real report here?
I don't know. I saw
it's rap sheet, right? That's it.
Yeah, rap sheet, leg injury.
And this just happened a couple of minutes ago. I want to read it. Jarrett Stidham has been in the mix for the Patriots starting job. He had a rough few days, which the ailment may explain. He wanted to practice, but we'll see how much he's allowed to. Stidham has been battling discomfort from a leg injury and is not expected to practice much, if at all, today. That's according to both Rap Sheet and Mike Giardi at NFL Network. They will proceed cautiously.
Yeah.
They're on the field, and Stidham's out there. So, battling discomfort, what is he dealing with?
Could be sore groin, sore hamstring, sore thigh. He could have got hit in the thigh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And if it is his right leg, that would give you a good sense as to why maybe some of the balls tailed off short and to the right on him, some of the deeper stuff, like the outs. One of them got picked off yesterday, and I didn't think he had much on that ball.
So do we think he's playing through injury right now?
It could be, and he could be filled. Hey.
Respect.
Mad respect.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to lose reps. He doesn't want to lose time.
Love that.
You get chalked up, and you miss a week, and you give Cam a full week of reps. Now you really don't have that much of a competition anymore. I do think this thing's wide-ass open.
Well, respect to Jarrett Stidham, then, for playing right through that thing and trying to hang in there.
Should be tough. I mean, he played tough at Auburn. I watched that his last year at Auburn. He got the hell beat out of him, and he just hung in there and kept getting up and getting back in the huddle. And that's throwing off three guys, coming at him from his right side and, unblocked. Yeah, he's a tough kid.
And then there's also a report on the injury to Cam Newton, or apparently an injury, previous injuries. And this is from Jonathan Jones at CBS Sports.
Right, not the cornerback Jonathan Jones.
Blue check mark. Blue check mark is just so you know, in case you're not familiar with this reporter, but he is a senior NFL writer at CBS Sports. The quarterback battle in New England was over the moment that Newton signed with Bill Belichick's team. That's awkwardly worded.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's still concern, according to him, that there's a shoulder matter that's still an issue for Newton. A source close to Newton pointed out to me that the number of hits Newton has saved himself from with his time off. Newton has played just two regular season games since December of 18.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of time off. But multiple sources I've spoken to have said if they're concerned about any Newton injury, it's his shoulder far more than his foot. What have you seen when you saw him? You said this the other day before you ever made it to the practice field. We saw couple of clips of his throwing motion. We talked about the throwing motion. You think it could be compensating for something going on?
Yeah, and you know, I played behind Drew, and I knew when Drew hurt his shoulder, it affects your level of your elbow, and you sort of take on other bad habits to compensate for the injury because you just don't feel right. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Julian Edelman is 100% right now? Doesn't seem like he is. And that's not from what I've seen, but if you're missing a period or two, or they're holding you out, or they're managing you, that means they're trying to get you right for the season. I see Cam make some throws yesterday. We're like, damn, that was a good throw. And then you'll see another time where, okay, let it go, get rid of it. And I'm telling that to Bob, and he sort of arcs it. Now, that could be I'm unsure where the receiver's going. It could be I'm unsure of the route. I'm unsure of the call. Or just, I just can't cut it loose yet. Because I've seen him cut it loose a couple times yesterday, and other times I saw him pull the string on it. He's got to figure it out. And I think maybe it's part of thinking, too, because he is over-cramming right now. Right? I mean, he's over-cramming. The other two guys have been in a system. He has not. So there's a lot of mental aspect of his approach put into it, probably more than the physical. So I think when he gets to the point where I'm not thinking as much and I can just cut it loose, I think he's going to be fine. But he's sporadic. They're all sporadic. It's wide open, man. It's there for the taking. Anybody right now. And I think Jared's, you know, squeezing the bat a little too tight, or golf club a little too tight, because I think this has created some pressure for him in the room, and everybody's watching how he's going to handle it. And that's natural.
By the way, Jonathan Jones of CBS, his previous stop was at the Charlotte Observer. He covered Cam for a number of years in Carolina, so he's got connections to Cam Newton.
For a guy his size, he shouldn't be overstriding and winding up as much as he is. That's all. Because I've seen him throw it off the back foot.
Okay, so Stidham's got a leg thing. He's apparently going to play through this. Credit to him. I like that.
What did I tell you guys yesterday?
I mean, I don't like that he's injured. Nobody likes a guy to be injured, but I like that he's battling. Okay, that's a good sign for him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something that a previous quarterback here, young quarterback, with a fat contract out in San Francisco, may not have been willing to do when he was here.
That's a shot.
So, yo, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, good job, Stidham. I like that. Cam Newton's still got a shoulder thing. You spotted this on your own based on his
pictures,
throwing motion and his slot there. So that's going on. And yesterday when we talked to you on the phone, and I think Bob said the same thing. If the season starts tomorrow,
Brian Hoyer
is your guy.
Oh yeah.
Brian Hoyer is the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
From start to finish of practice, of a 2.5 hour practice yesterday, Brian Hoyer is the most in control of the
team. He knows the offense inside and out.
Now, I'm not saying that. Like, what you're going to read and what you're going to see in tweets are the team periods where you get the 10 of 14.
15, Patriots 2020. Can you feel the excitement?
Yes, I could. Oh, 15 of 18.
Wow.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And by the way, that old special will be on tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Channel 4.
We're going to get a lot of
I thought it was 8 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Seven, who said 8?
Seven to 8.
7 to 8. Tomorrow night, baby. Buckle up.
It begins at 7.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good. If you like the mic'd up sound effect stuff that NFL Network does, you're going to have a lot of that with Coach and Josh and a couple other guys. So, going to have some good stuff from out there. You hear? That's the one thing I took from practice yesterday is you hear everything, man. I don't know if it's because we were up in the red level so high and you had the music and you had the sights and sounds of training camp and a lot of grumbling and cheering from the fans. And maybe that drowned out some of the sound. But, man, you could hear all the barking orders yesterday. So, it was pretty cool. It was good to be down there. It was great to be down there. Felt like football. Felt real.
It was football. There was real football going on out there.
Didn't feel like reality trying to get inside there and what we had to do to get in there, but once you were there, it felt like football.
Oh, we're going
to
get to that today because Hardy had an experience at Gillette Stadium last night too, which is different times.
Yep.
Different times.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it later.
They club up, do a full search or what?
Were you able to sit down last night?
No, it wasn't that bad. It just speaks to what I think it's going to look like here for a while and what I think about the prospect of having fans there anytime soon.
It's not that bad, but
no.
Imagine putting thousands upon thousands of people through that during the same time frame. It's going to be tough to pull off.
Yeah.
All right, more on that coming up. The Patriots have quarterback issues. We've got Stidham with something going on, leg injury of some sort. And oof. I would say the earlier idea that he's going to be out for the foreseeable future didn't happen because he's out on the practice field today.
That's good.
So Stidham is practicing today. He might have something going on with his leg. Cam Newton may have something going on with his shoulder. And Brian Hoyer has looked the best in Patriots training camp to this point. All right. More news for Patriots training camp coming up.
Real quick here.
Yes.
So everybody be like, oh, you got something against Cam. I don't have anything against Cam. And I told you in a perfect world, Cam Newton should be your quarterback, right?
Yes.
In a perfect world for everybody to do the right thing, he should have that. He should have that gig. You're not just going to hand it to him. They want him to take it. And I'm just watching it start to finish. Brian looks the most comfortable out there right now. That's it. And when you're evaluating and you're looking at it, you're going to go with the guy that you feel right now at this time gives us the best chance, and that's probably him.
More news from camp this morning. There's a player who's missing for a third straight day, and there's a new absence today as well that might give you a little bit of concern. We'll get to that coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand here at 10:20 on this Friday. I got some news from Patriots training camp this morning.
What do you got?
Looking at all the tweets coming out from the writers who are taking attendance at the start of the practice this morning.
Yeah.
New absences today, D'Angelo Ross, but more concerning, Kyle Duggar. Kyle Duggar missing for practice today. Interesting. He's had a good camp to this point, according to a number of reports. Still absent today, Stephon Gilmore, Sony Michel, Lamar Miller, Bo Allen, Derek Rivers, Tayshaun Bower, Adrian Phillips, and Yanni Kajus. There is one person who is missing today that is missing now for a third straight day. And this is someone who needed to come back and bounce back from a mediocre rookie campaign and a lot of missed time in camp last year. And that would be N'Keal Harry, who is now missing for a third straight day of practice.
He's got to get out of the tub.
That's
man.
A bad
sign.
He's got to
get out of the tub. Like, we just credit, you know, Stidham for being out there if there is a leg injury that he's working through. You just push through it. And I know there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. You don't question his – I don't question his toughness. It's just, is he one of these guys that always has something pop up, you know? That Gordon Hayward's always has something pop up.
Well, here in Boston, he has.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean
– not so much in Utah.
Yeah, but, I mean, for what we know him as a player, watching
right.
him here, okay, you know, Rob Gronkowski is a guy that always has something pop up. So there are guys that are just can't get past that. That's how you deal with it, and can you play with it? Well, Gronk's tough. He'll play with it. He'll put some pins in and let's go, you know?
But to grow and get better and adapt and have a better grasp on everything and the new quarterbacks, he's got to be out there.
I really thought that I would watch him this year, and he would have taken his thing by the horns and be the leader of that receiving group. Come in with an attitude and drop some weight. I'm in great shape. I've been throwing with all the guys, all the quarterbacks. And it's either bleep or get off the pot. And I thought he would have gotten off the pot by now. And we're only 5 days into this, but you only have 11 padded practices.
I will remind 11. You, he is a first-round draft pick.
Well, they're gonna be careful with him, too. That's another thing. So it puts him under the microscope a little more, you know, being that guy.
617-779-0985. Let's go to some of your calls on the Patriots. Chris is in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time. Hey, I just was wondering, I'm not a huge, I don't know a lot about football, but why is everybody building up Stidham like he's the second coming? And my second question is, does anybody really believe that Cam Newton is going to beat all these injuries and be effective on the field? I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk it out. Thanks.
Well, it's really one injury now, and that seems to be the shoulder. And that's a big one. Let's not try to minimize that.
Yeah.
It's a matter of can he adapt to whatever it is that's going on with his shoulder.
He could be in a better situation right now. to what the caller just asked. You know, is he going to be broken down? Well, there's enough experience at the position that he should have confidence and he should feel comfortable playing quarterback at this level. You know, you're not going to crap your pants. Sometimes when it's your first time out there, you crap your pants a little bit. You're like, "Ooh, this game moves quick. This game moves fast. The game shouldn't move that fast for Cam."
Jeff Howe wrote this about Cam yesterday, on his practice yesterday, which you were at, so.
Yes.
Cam Newton was decisively the Patriots' best quarterback of the day. He was 10 of 17 in team drills and completed passes to James White, Devin Ross, Damier Byrd, Jacoby Myers, Mohamed Sanu, J.J. Taylor, and Rex Burkhead. Newton was burned by drops from White and Byrd. He also threw a ball in the dirt after Chase Winovich blew up a screen. So Newton essentially only had 4 errant passes on 17 throws. Of those 4, J.C. Jackson broke up a pass for Sanu. Newton overthrew Myers on the right sideline. And then he couldn't fit in a pass to Ross against a tightly contested coverage from Jonathan Jones. Yep. Or to White against blanket coverage from Devin McCourty.
Mm-hmm. I saw all those. Yep.
The important thing about those incompletions, especially against strong coverage, they weren't turnovers, which is a trend we'll get to shortly. Saying Newton did a great job of recognizing the blitz and hitting Ross in stride on a slant. There have been times when Newton has looked shaky with his reads, a byproduct of learning a new system,
yep.
But this was a bright spot.
He had a good team period at the end of practice. He looked the best in the team period at the end of practice. Now, that's a, 12, 14-play team period. From start to finish of practice, I thought Brian Hoyer was the best quarterback out there.
I also said this. He wrote, Jeff Howe on The Athletic, "I counted 8 rotations of quarterback reps, and Newton monopolized the early rotations, marking the first time in camp there was a quarterback in dominant control of those snaps. He led off 6 rotations, went second once, and then wasn't used in the last one."
Yesterday was his day, then. Meaning the turning of reps.
Wait, I mean, just saying, though.
This is what they're documenting, whether you start first, second, or third.
Jeff's been there every day. He said this was the first time that there was a quarterback that dominated those snaps, that took control of it.
Oh, you mean as far as numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah, I don't count all the snaps and numbers up.
I mean, he was the first guy up in 6 of the of the 7 rotations he was out there for.
Yeah.
He was number 1. He was the first guy. He was dominating. He was 6 of the 7.
Okay.
It was not evenly divided.
See, I would put heavy weight into, is he with the offense, for starting offensive line, and is Edelman in the huddle with him? That's what I base it off. Because it's to the point now where you really can't trust any of the other receivers. It's Edelman and everybody else. Again, here it is. It's Edelman's crew again. It's funny how pass gets broken up with Sanu. Can't separate. I don't see him separating. He's got size. And here's going to be the problem with Sanu. I don't know if he's an outside guy. All the success at Cincinnati and in Atlanta, you got Julio Jones on the outside by you down in Atlanta. So you're kicked in the slot. I think he's more of a slot guy than he is an outside guy. But that's Julian's game. He ain't messing that around.
Andrew in Milton. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So everyone and their mother saw the reports the past few days about Stidham, you know, kind of throwing picks left and right, not looking good.
Yep.
I did a little bit of investigative
work. Real quick, do you know how bad Garoppolo looked in practice? Like, go back. People have gotten on me about this. Like, you're not seeing it. I'm like, I call it like I see it. Like, Garoppolo was horrible in practice. Stidham could be horrible in practice, like he was at times last year. We were down there, Beetle. We said these quarterbacks look terrible in practice outside of Brady. And then he got in games and he played well. Go ahead.
So I did a little bit of investigative work. So Ian Rappaport was the one with the report this morning. So I just did a little quick Google search. I figured out Jared Stidham's agent name is Brian Murphy. If you just Google Brian Murphy, Ian Rappaport, there's a million links of them being on podcasts together, sources, this, that, and the other.
Of course.
I believe that Brian Murphy, Stidham's agent, put this out there because Stidham's not looking good and they want to just, you know, tone it down a little bit. What do you guys think about that?
Wait, which report, though?
The report that his leg's bothering him.
The rap sheet.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
The rap sheet tweet from today.
He's
got fed to him by the agent.
I thought that's he was confusing the Cam shoulder report with the...
No.
So, okay. So the report is he's hurt, which would then explain away why it is that he has not...
Why is the ball telling off? Why does the ball look short?
There's only one problem with that, Andrew, and that is... It doesn't matter what we think and what the media is reporting. The team will know whether or not he's hurt.
The team will put it on the injury report.
Right. Like, the team knows and has, you know, full access to what's going on with him medically. If there's an injury he's dealing with, then Bill Belichick would know that.
I thought he got it from the agent.
No, Bill Belichick's not finding out from the agent that the guy is hurt.
Yeah.
So if he's hurt and he's playing through it, Bill Belichick is already taking it into account.
Sure.
But this could be just a good PR move, as Andrew is suggesting. Like, from a PR perspective,
it's not a bad take.
There's good press on Cam Newton.
It's not a bad take.
Hey, you know, Stidham hasn't really taken this thing, and you get the Bedard tweet yesterday, among others, saying this guy he's not done anything to try and win this job. Well, then you throw this out there. Oh, well, he's playing hurt.
Yeah.
And hey, it works. It's good PR. We said it this morning. Hey, credit to him. Good for him trying to play through it. That's a positive.
Yep.
You're automatically saying something positive about the player. But if he is actually hurt, the team would have already, you know, taken that into account.
See, I think Coach addressed it too this morning that, you know, we don't just evaluate every single thing about that player. We do evaluate the player, but we have to take into account how many other mistakes are made on the play by other players. You know, what's the groupings? Where are we at? You know, who are you throwing with? All that stuff. So they're going to look at it with a different eye than most people would. So there's a different expectations. They expect the player to do it a certain way, and if he doesn't, next guy's going to go.
Eric in Winthrop. Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I heard Zoe talking the other day about it doesn't help if you're 6'6 and you're releasing low.
Correct.
I think he likes to throw sidearm because he can. He's got a strong arm. He needs to correct himself. He could be the best quarterback in the history of the league if he works with himself.
In the history of the league? That's a long time. And Norv Van Brocklin was pretty good. Who's the guy that smoked cigarettes at halftime for the Chiefs? That was Lenny Dawson.
Yeah, Len Dawson. There's that picture of him smoking a cigarette at halftime. What a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
The problem with all these mobile quarterbacks and the physical quarterbacks and the guys that can take the ball and create plays, every one of them, you know, from going back pick one over the years. And it doesn't even have to be of a Cam Newton variety. You can talk Robert Griffin III. All these guys get, you know, saddled with the notion that they could end up being the greatest of all time to ever play the position because of what they do and how they do it and how versatile they are. They all end up with injuries, you know? And Cam Newton is big enough and strong enough to where hopefully he'll be able to overcome, you know, the latest setback that he suffered 2 years ago.
But it shortens your career.
It does.
We say it about Lamar Jackson all the time.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like, how long does this last? Right.
He could be the greatest quarterback of all time until he gets popped so badly that he can't function for 16 games throughout the regular season and then into the playoffs.
This is why Cam Newton is in this situation. I hope everyone understands that. Why teams didn't want to take on Cam Newton? Because there is legitimate concern about the injury. We've talked about this plenty.
My point is, it's a thing. Hey, Mahomes throws sidearm without looking. You know what I mean? There are times you can throw sidearm. Yes, to the caller's point. But my point with Cam is he's such a physical specimen, and that is his biggest trait. That is his biggest advantage. He's the biggest, one of the biggest men on the field. Use that to your advantage. Use that high release point to your advantage to throw over top of 6'6" defensive linemen. Last thing you want is a 6'2" edge guy coming off and knocking a ball down because you threw it sidearm or right behind your ear. That's all.
617-779-0985. Talking a little bit about Cam Newton. Patriots training camp continues today. We'll be talking to Bob Soucy coming up in about an hour to get his post-practice thoughts. That will be on the way. Zoe, you were not in yesterday, so we didn't get a chance to hear you on the Bruins wrapping up their series with the Hurricanes. Or the Celtics going up 2-0 on the 76ers. Let's throw that into the mix coming up next after these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Solak Invertrend, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Marchand with it, and the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins are on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They come up victorious today, coming from behind and winning it 2-1 over the Carolina Hurricanes. and they dispose of Carolina for the second consecutive year. This time, it's in five games.
The Celtics take a 2-0 lead, and the Sixers leave the floor with many more questions than answers. The final score, Boston 128, Philadelphia 101.
Booyah! All right, so what do you got? What do you got on what?
Bruins.
How many days ago?
Start with the Bruins.
Yeah, okay.
2 days ago. What do you got?
I thought it was great that Pastrnak went because I think they looked at it, meaning the organization, Sweeney, Cassidy, obviously neither, like, okay, if he's close and you think he can go and it's going to be a game, let's put him in. Let's put him away. Let's put Carolina away. Now, it didn't look great at the beginning. I thought it showed balls again. Another comeback, another gritty comeback. Down again in the game, but the nice screen from Pasta there to get the goal in that freaking goal by Bergeron. My God, that's so smart. Brilliant. Just that makes everything that guy that great. It gives him rest, and you sit back and you wait, and it's Tampa and the Islanders, and I want the Islanders. Give me the easiest opponent of the two. Would you rather face the Islanders? I would.
Yeah, but it's not looking like that's going to happen for you.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy. Like, not going to happen.
That's safe for Carolina, though. You know, just like, again, we played their coaches post-game a couple days ago and just felt defeated. And it's a bigger, grittier team.
Do you know what I think?
They want to belong, but they just know they can't belong.
I think they're going to learn how to win.
They do.
Yeah, a little bit. And they went deep last year, but they got a lot of young guys. They're going to be good. They're going to be good for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a good coach, Brandon Moore. I think, the team is close. They're not close enough, though.
Well, he didn't shy away from kicking the crap out of them every time he spoke in this series. So,
look what I see. Yeah.
Generally speaking, we do enjoy that. We enjoy that about Bruce Cassidy, so I would say the same about him.
I feel a hell of a lot better about the Bruins than I did, you know, 10 days ago.
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
How about the Celtics? Feeling better about them?
This Friday, Brian Robb is in, and I defer to Brian.
Tell me.
I don't know how much better Jason Tatum in Jaylen Brown can play. I don't. And if they stay at that level, the problem is when you run into somebody where you're going to need a lot of help from bigs, you're going to get into some trouble with Gordon Hayward not being there. And not saying that Gordon's, you know, a big, but you're able to do some different things offensively. Marcus Smart has got to be able to score a little bit. Yeah, you can't go through stretches where, you know, you're ice cold or you don't score 2 points like 2 games ago. So I like the Celtics, though. And I think you look at Kemba Walker, and him talking about the leadership within that locker room, and he's talking about other guys other than Tatum and Brown, it tells me that this is a hell of a team that's together and can play together, which gives them a great chance to get to the finals. I think they have a great chance to get to the finals. I don't know if they'll win the whole thing, but I think they have a great chance. They look younger than all these other teams. You watch some of these other games, too. It seems like teams struggle. The Celtics look like they make it easy right now. And I think they've adapted well to the new bubble, and, you know, they're happy to be playing. They're having fun playing together. It seems like this team is together, and that's a scary team to play if you're another team in your favorite, because Celtics can beat you. They can. They play good defense, and they got three guys that could really score. I throw Walker in there. I think Walker can score. But he does a great job deferring to those two young guys. And that's a hard thing for a hell of a pro to do, for a guy that's used to always having the ball and scoring. So... I worry about the bench and everybody else. So that's the thing, because I don't think they're that deep.
If I go back to the Bruins for a moment.
Sure.
The thing that I think that is the best development here in these playoffs is that the Capitals are gone. No, I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
That so far. But I also think it means something else. And that is maybe you can't really count on certain teams being what they should be because of the layoff and because of how weird it can be. Now, you know how it is in the NHL. Every team's got a shot.
Right.
But did you expect the Capitals to go out as quickly as they did?
No.
I mean, nobody did.
And that's a team you don't want to play because you don't want to get down a goal and then have them pack it in, and next thing you know, the game's over.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a frustrating game when you play
those
guys.
I want the Capitals gone.
Yeah.
And they are. So, perfect. Now it's, you know, the Bruins might have their toughest matchup in the next round if it's the Lightning, assuming it is.
Like Tuukka said, you got to play everybody, right? I hope they all feel that way.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
they're going to get a
chance
to play.
That's what Bruce Hornsby said, I mean, back in the day.
That's just the way it is.
Yes.
Things will never be the same.
And they weren't.
That's just the way it is.
Your guy Tupac, I think he, you've been listening to a lot.
He used Bruce Hornsby to do Changes.
Tupac. Yeah, he remade Changes. Yeah.
He took that song and made Changes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And called it Changes.
Yeah. Got to make a change.
Yep. I think the Bruins, are probably better.
Are they? real quick, maybe the dumbest question by me in a long time. Is he still on air?
I don't think so,
but exactly. You don't hear anything like that.
Isn't he doing like an hour a day or something?
I think he's doing a podcast.
He's doing something, but you don't see any of the Funhouse stuff anymore with him. George, let's go to George in Rhode Island. George in Long Island. Hey,
it's Twitterless Radio.com and WFAN.
It says Mike Francesa's final show, and it's marked 7/24.
I thought he had, yeah.
Oh, no, he left. He is apparently, he's gone.
I was going to go down to my beach house in Jersey. Just hang out down there.
After 33 years, he's gone. He announced Thursday he's stepping down. Friday will be his last finally regularly scheduled show.
You know, I mean, the Blues are a good story this year, you know? Yeah. And everyone rallies around that that song they play all the time.
Yeah, Gloria. You know, the song really gets the teams excited when you play certain songs. And you're in a sporting event, and team reacts better to that one. I'd play more Laura Branigan songs if I had them. Just put it in there. I can't remember that for take. Like, when you break down hockey, just the man.
You got the kid from Long Beach, Charlie McAvoy. Like I said, I've known that family a long time.
Sure.
He's known that family a long time.
Makes me a hockey expert.
Pearl's in New Hampshire. Hey, Pearl.
Hey, Pearl.
Hey, man. I swear, I don't know what Cam Newton did to Zoe, but Zoe has to be the biggest Cam hater, and it's just amazing.
This is perplexing. Time, what have I said that I hate Cam Newton? What have I said?
Listen, every time I listen to you, Zoe, this is what you do. Josh Stidham, you have an excuse for everything he did. Oh, he threw all these interceptions. Oh, see, he's fighting through it. His leg, you know.
No, Beatles said that.
I've seen it. Yeah. You know, his leg, you know, I saw the ball go off it, you know. Maybe that
stunk,
was his leg.
He stunk the last 2 days. I saw it yesterday. I only saw one practice there, Pearl.
Okay. But if it's his leg, but then when it's Cam, it's like, his shoulders just ain't right. See, you know, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I said about his shoulder. See,
I've seen great Cam before.
All right, so if when you're saying about his shoulder and he changed, it's been documented that he changed his throwing motion, so you wasn't really reporting anything new.
Well, I'm not a reporter.
In 2017, he changed his throwing motion. And in 2018, he had his best completion percentage. And you always get on his...
No, 2017, he came up here and kicked our ass at September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, remember this. When you always talk about his completion percentage...
I don't talk about his completion percentage. I never brought it up once when I regarded Cam.
It's all you talk about.
I have no clue. Hey, Pearl, you two guys, you've worked with me a long time. Have I ever talked Cam and completion percentage?
You mostly talk about stats and completion percentage, yes. That's all I hear out of your mouth.
You serious?
No, he's
okay,
not serious.
No.
Jesus. You actually do the opposite.
I don't put anything into that. Yeah, can the guy move the team and get the ball in the end zone?
I know what he's talking about, though. And I've mentioned it before, too. His completion percentage early on, I believe. Does this ring a bell, Beatles?
Wasn't great.
Early on in the in the 2018 season, it was very good. And then he was dealing with the first injury before he got sidelined, you know, and derailed for the rest of the season. It was very good, and then it fell off. There was something. There was like a 6-game snapshot that was like really good that people want to point to now. But if it's fluctuated throughout his career.
I've seen, you could go back and run my commentary in the Carolina games when he was Super Cam and just called him an unstoppable rebel force, sort of like Meet the Fockers, right?
That's commentary that sounds like you.
Yeah, it's Superman. I've called games against Superman Cam. Yes, I'm like wild by it. I would love to see that here. That's all. I'm not seeing that here. That's all. Nothing to do with completion percentage. Nothing. I don't get into QBR. Right. I hate QBR.
As of today.
I hate the quarterback rating.
As of today. Today's the 21st of August.
I will never talk ratings.
You know where I stand on this. I am dreaming of a Cam Newton starting quarterback being healthy for the Patriots. I love
that. Would be best for everybody.
I love this from the day it happened.
Can we be crystal clear on this?
I was rooting for it before it even happened. I love that he's here, and I want him to be the starter. Who do you want to be the starter?
Who do I want to be the starter? If he's healthy, I want him to be the starter.
Who do you think will be the starter?
I think Brian Hoyer right now will be the starter week one.
I can't do that. I can't.
You just asked me who do I think will be the starter week one.
I understand. I'm there
yesterday,
honest.
And I talked to you guys.
Being
I said,
honest. I can't bring myself to admit that,
guys. I said,
even
Cam,
if it's the truth,
Cam couldn't be in a better situation right now. It is there for the taking. He's got to take it.
It's got to be Cam.
He's got to take it.
Got to be Cam. Come on, Cam.
This next week,
I'm buying in on Jeff Howe's report that Cam was great yesterday.
This next week.
Love it.
This next week is critical for Cam. He's got to be great this week, and then he'll be your starter. That's it.
Although last year Jeff Howe was very high on Stidham, and I was not. But because it fits my agenda, I'm going to buy in on his report today.
Now this Jeff Howe, this kid's sharp. He's onto it.
I'll tell you, he's really shown some growth here in the last year, in like years 11 and 12 on covering the team.
Wow, he's a lot smarter at football this year than he was last year.
I thought Garoppolo stunk in camp. I thought Jacoby Brissett was worse than Garoppolo, and I thought Stidham at times stunk in camp last year. And then Jimmy and Stidham put him in a game, and they lit it up. Some guys are better gamers.
And I can't get enough of these videos of Cam Newton dancing in practice.
I love that.
I know it pisses people off.
I love it, though.
I love it.
I need the mic'd up stuff with him.
Let's see it.
With him singing with it. I like that stuff.
All right. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls at the top of the hour. Yeah. We got a delivery today. We got a delivery of packages. Had a big drop-off.
Anything from Harwich coming out in the mail?
From our people at the United States Postal Service. Bringing in a big number of packages yesterday.
It's nice of them. They got a little backed up, though.
We've got, not their fault.
I'm good. Yeah.
But let's get to those packages. Let's get to that.
Hopefully the Harwich package came.
The Jim Louth Unboxed segment is coming your way right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Stern.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size box you put an animal in.
We're opening the boxes, is what we're doing. Jim Louth. Corporate Jim Louth, that 98.5, the Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard.
Oh, man, I got one from a smoker.
This box is loaded. Oh, I tried to see if there was a note inside, but...
it's my grandfather's car.
It looks like it's from...
Hey, Pap, you hitting the cigars again? No! What'd Grandma tell you I'm smoking? I'm like, nope, I can't breathe in your car. And that brute that you splash all over yourself that mixes with it doesn't hide it well.
Is this the note? Here we go.
It's a big box.
It says, Jim, Zoe, Hardy, and Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoyed this mishmash of sports and sports memorabilia I've cleaned out.
Mishmash.
And sent along to you all.
Like some mashed
You'll find a useless engraved Rawlings wooden bat given to me by my ex-wife, for whom I'm no longer rounding the bases of life with.
No comment.
Oh.
Some MLB masks from the 1980s, a useless 1971 Who's Who in baseball book, a collection of cards, baseball, football, and Garbage Pail Kids for Zoe. Enjoy. Steven East Brookfield.
What's Garbage Pail Kid?
Those little cards.
Nice.
I like that he admits up front that it's a cleanup.
Yeah. No, he's
else is in here?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
boy. Awesome. What's...
Baseball bat from the ex-wife. That's, this is great. It's engraved, Hardy. It says, I love you.
Well,
my crazy love. Hand in hand, we will round the bases of life. Steve and Jackie, 2002. Changes appropriately.
It's just
the
way
it
is.
The way it is.
Some things are bound to change.
Things will never be the same.
So this is this guy gets it. The on or the on.
What's he
the
saying?
O period N period. Dates this August 18th, 2020. Well-typed letter. He gets it because he says, this is to, in all capital letters, assistant program director James Louth, formerly of the Zolak and Bertrand show, minus formally. T-Bone. Why does he take a shot at T-Bone? Hope you enjoy the
I love how that's becoming a trend, taking a shot at T-Bone.
Like, we take shots at T-Bone. People get the show, they take shots at T-Bone. Our boy Blades. Hope you enjoy this Drew Bledsoe, Flying Elvis, McFarlane, and some of my prints.
Oh.
Also threw in my ticket from the 07 AFC title game.
Those things aren't those things aren't cheap.
Look at that.
No. This is nice. That's like my boy Joe Gunning does these. All these customized little things. This thing's sweet.
Oh.
Don't touch it. Keep it in the box.
Right.
This is from Winthrop.
Hold on. I'm still going here. He's got Baby Yoda pictures.
Baby Yoda photos?
You seek Yoda, huh? Star Wars pictures. What the hell is this?
I don't understand.
This guy's a smoker.
It's Prince. Yeah, this. Can I tell you about this one?
Yeah.
It's from Eric in Winthrop, and it's rattlesnake eggs.
Nice. We're getting there. We are getting there.
What's in there?
I don't know. Let's
shake it.
Let's incubate them.
I'm not messing with that. That's for Jim.
Yep. Wouldn't it be awesome if Jim put those under a light and like in a moist bowl, and you came back the next day and there's 10 rattlesnakes crawling around your office?
Hardy, you got anything over there?
I do. I'm looking at rattlesnake egg envelope online. It's like some kind of a prank thing. I think you pull it open and it, I don't know, like snaps at you,
shoots things
bites
at you
or something. I'm not sure. As promised, the Mark Jackson / Menendez Brothers card
nice.
To go next to your Aaron Hernandez ticket. On the murderer's shelf, Randy and Mansfield, and there it is, Mark Jackson, and there in the background on the bench, you can see the Menendez brothers at the game. Is that this is pretty collectible, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, it was discovered probably a year or two ago that they were in the card.
Yeah, if you go on like one of those gore websites, it's just freaky things in gore.
eBay actually banned sales of the card
freak
for a
show,
time.
Right. This is classy here. Real classy. Look at this envelope this came in. It's like a nice personalized envelope on someone's, you know, people that put the time in to put
stationary.
Their own stationary. Thank you. I was searching for the word.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sincere Mental Works. This is long. Zone Beetle. We wanted to contribute a piece of fine art to Jim's shelf. Inside, you'll find a hand-sculpted portrait of Bill Belichick. Cast in bronze.
What?
And made of, can't even read this. And made of, as.
Finding out Zoe just can't read.
As a door knocker. Oh, it's fashioned as a door knocker. So this was hand sculpted in bronze.
Jesus. And fashioned into a door knocker.
Yeah, let's.
Let's see it. Unwrap it. Let's see what the likeness is like.
I'm going to tell you about this one quickly.
Say it.
This one's from Kevin Pendergast.
Yeah.
He says, hi, Jim. We gave away 30,000 of these poppy pictures when I worked for Ineos during his last year.
Okay.
Going for $50 on eBay. Enjoy.
Whoa.
Kevin, this is a cool little canvas. My kid has one of these in his bedroom.
Oh, okay.
I remember getting one of these at the time. They sent them to us at the station, too.
Look at this sucker.
It's actually a great little canvas.
Now, can we get Knudsen or... this building's
holy
version of Mingles to affix that to Jim's office door?
Knudsen's not here. He's in Martha's Vineyard on his boat.
Oh, of course he
I'm
is.
I'm surprised that boat made it there.
That is wild.
Look at this thing. This is a handcrafted.
Amazing. So that
Bill Belichick door knocker. Look at this. The knocker is the microphone that he speaks into on his headset.
Okay, so Jim needs to put that on his
front
office
door.
Yes. Okay.
I'll drill that thing.
T-Boyne.
Why don't we have one of those weirdos come in?
T-Blades.
Maz and his buddy, Daniel Bryan.
That's right. It could be something for the Tool Bags podcast.
Yeah, that thing lasted long. This is great.
Look, it's your podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.